Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em game for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, college hoops, golf, and more. Insert promo code. Use promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match up to $100. Finally, we're brought to you by AVO. Use their tool to bet both sides and lock in a profit. It is a arbitrage betting tool. That's arbsvodds.com. Finally, in honor of Masters Week, head to our website. We're giving away a TaylorMade X Spider, the same putter that Scotty Scheffler uses. So if you use it, you'll probably make all the 10-foot putts in the world. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/master. Okay, we are live talking the Masters. Very special guest, Brian Kirshner. After a wonderful day of watching golf, sweating golf, I know you played golf today, as did I. Brian, thank you for coming on short notice. Let's talk some Masters.
No, I appreciate you you reaching out and asking me to come on. I don't have much scheduled this week for the Masters, mm-hmm. like just kind of doing my pod. I've been trying to lock in and dive into the Masters tonight.
So I saw you ran some models. So
I was running some models. We were running some trend pieces. And I've just been deep into it, so I'm excited to chat with you about it tonight.
Yeah. So before we get into anything, how did you play today? Did you play all right?
Yeah, I played a below average round. Like it was not like I probably shot like a 94, 95. Like I did not play great.
What did you do good, and what did you do bad?
I drove it well. Irons were not great.
Which they're usually how you play that, right?
Yeah, but we've been trending with the irons, so it just it wasn't the greatest day out there, but had a good time. It was a little too windy, but it was good. To how about yourself?
I actually had a horrendous day. I had the time after nine holes. It was one of those. I played by myself at a course that I never played before, and it was just bad vibes from the start. Not a nice course, not as nice as I thought it was going to be. So, but I'm going to go play tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. tee time. So I got to redeem myself. So did you play with Live Golf Makes Me Hard, or who did you play with?
I did not play with Live Golf Makes Me Hard. We were trying to set something up, but just didn't work with our schedules. But I think he was out there today, not supporting his range goats.
Okay, so Valero. Live Miami. Before we get into the Masters, like Valero, Denny could not have played better golf on the back nine. I know a few of them were chip ins, a few of them were long putts, but he could not have done anything better. And for him to do all that, to put a 100-yard wedge shot 50 yards short, can you write it?
He looks so uncomfortable over that. And he like hesitated on his way, but not like a full hesitation, but like he took it back a little bit and then took it back fully. Like, I understand, the moment was big, but I mean, I don't know about you, but like a 90-yard wedge shot, that's about the shot I feel most comfortable with on a golf course. Like I said, like it wasn't like he was hitting a 4-iron over like water or anything. Like just a full wedge, and he just dead chunked it. So I don't know what happened.
Did you listen to his interview?
No, I didn't.
So he backed off once and he said there was a bug on his ball. So he backed up and he didn't feel comfortable over it, whatever. And then he went back over the ball. The bug came back and he was like, he said, I was going to back off again, but I felt all right. And I hesitated midway through. It was a learning experience for me. I should have backed off. So there was a bug on Denny's ball twice. And that was his quote unquote excuse. He wasn't making an excuse, but that's what he said in his 3-minute interview. It just came out like 10 minutes
ago. How'd he seem in the interview?
He said that he feels like he can win next week. He did say that. I'm not saying Denny can win this week. He said his game has not been in a better spot. He feels like he could win the tournament. Yeah. Yeah. That's what Denny said. So that's, we should end the pod right now. Denny said he can win the Masters. He said he's played it 4 times recently.
Again, like I had no one in the mix. So like, and I was home from golf. Like I always want an exciting tournament. And I'm like, yeah, this sucks. Like
right. He's
running away with it. Like Akshay birdies won, like, makes 3 birdies on the front. I'm like, it's over. Like, it's not even going to be close. It's a 2-man race. And like, just something. And it like, until he chipped in, it still seemed like it was insurmountable because Akshay was playing great. But after he chipped in, I was like, yo, the mo kind of flipped here. But yeah, for whatever reason, I just had zero thoughts about Akshay this week. Like, really? I'm not an Akshay guy. Like I bet him when he was like 300-1 at like the Bermuda Championship like 2 years ago. I think I bet him in Puerto Rico last year. But like I've never bet on him in like a regular tournament. And okay. No one like point blank asked me, like, what do you think about Akshay this week? But like going back, like just no thoughts either direction about Akshay. So like never would have been on him, not upset either way. But it was just weird that, like, obviously saw him in the mix last week, but, like, never even considered him remotely for a second, but didn't, like, love it or hate it. Like, I just had no opinions about him.
Yeah, I had, like, some strong opinions on him. I didn't think he was a great play because this was the highest he's been priced in over a year in a regular PGA Tour event. And I bet him last week, ended up betting him first round leader. So I cashed on him.
You won.
I won. But I was like, nah, I was like buying Bitcoin at $7,300, like, or 70, whatever, buying Bitcoin at a max. And I was like, I don't want to buy Akshay at his peak right now, whether it's not his peak or not. But I was like, I bet him last week. It's whatever. No beef with Akshay. I'm happy he won. He's fun to root for, fun to watch. But yeah, so any other overwhelming feel? Rory, T3, like great week.
Yeah. No, I mean, we have 2 winners in the past month that are coming off like their best iron week ever and win. So
yeah,
it's at least something to monitor. Just be like, yo, like this person like hit his irons unbelievably well last week. Like maybe we should just bet him again. Like you hit 2 winners like that.
Like,
but honestly, like I was kind of like, it just would have been like the greatest meltdown of all time. Not meltdown, but like it would have been funny if Denny won and everyone had Akshay tickets and everyone was just freaking out. And I thought he was going to win. But yeah, Akshay is a serious talent. And in retrospect, a 60-1 on a guy that gained whatever on approach last week on a ball strikers course was just like easy. And I even said on my pod, let's hit more like 20-100-1 winners that are good course fits that are playing well. Like, because we haven't had a lot of
not
those.
Rocket science, yeah.
And Akshay came out on top. So I was really impressed by his performance.
Did you tune into any Live Miami? Or
I was watching Live Miami.
Good
on
finish.
The second screen.
You saw what Sergio did on 18?
Yeah. I mean, I saw, I bet Dean, first round leader, had room for
him. You bet him outright, right?
No, dude, you wouldn't know it if I bet him outright.
I thought you did.
No, you did. Like I just bet like Bryson out like 10-1. But looking back on it, I probably been like Dean's 30. I would have thought that was a shit number.
That's exactly what my friend Brendan said right after the golf tournament. Like he was like, I looked at your card Thursday afternoon and I was like, you're betting a 30-1 Dean Burmester. dude, he's won more than anyone on LIV in the last fucking 6 months. So.
It's fucking Dean Burmeister.
Fucking Dean, dude. Don't overthink it. You bet Dean on long golf courses.
Yeah. So. No, I was like, no, he's a good first round leader bet. Like, I thought he would play well.
He's in the mix.
But again, I'm not taking LIV betting seriously. I'm not upset.
Yeah, lucky winner there, because Sergio should have gotten the job done.
What's up with Sergio?
Like, I mean,
yeah. LIV Golf has been around for
3 years.
Less than 3 years, and he's lost in three playoffs on LIV. Yeah, what are the odds of that?
They're very low. But yeah, that was something. And I mean, I guess he made that 55-foot putt downhill slider on 17. Mm-hmm. I was actually very upset that as soon as he did that, Dean blew it right on 18, which is an auto bogey. I was like, seriously, like, we came all this way and we're gonna lose. And then three putt on 18, the golf gods came back around and then got it done in the playoffs. So that was a very fun finish to both golf tournaments today.
Do you have any other takeaways from going to LIV or LIV this week?
The Blue Monster at Doral is one of the best golf courses I've ever seen. Truthfully.
Get the fuck. Really?
So good. Trouble on every single
hole. Pure?
Pure is an understatement. You got to be long as shit to even make the cut or do what it, like, it's a good golf course, and I wish the PGA Tour would get back there because that was fun. But other overwhelming facts on the golfers, they didn't seem too into it. They're all ready for next week. At least that's kind of my overwhelming thoughts of going into the week. I'm like, I don't really think these guys really care, and I feel like that was true. I saw the guys didn't seem like they were locked in. A lot of chatting. I don't know, nothing crazy, but they have no chance next week. Zero chance.
Yeah, I was, I watched a decent amount of LIV this week. Like, the live leaderboard makes no sense. I mean, it truly makes no sense.
It used to be good too, and now it's bad.
Like, it's just like, it's like, okay, I'm looking at it. Bryson's at -4. They show Bryson make a birdie putt, and it's like, it doesn't change. It's like, what is the point of that? And then the other thing, again, like, I don't love LIV, like, whatever, it's fine. Like, I'm not really trying to shit on it or anything. But, like, they do so many, like, short 6-minute, like, documentaries.
Yeah.
Like, mid-round.
And they recycle them too.
And they, like, try and make it, like, so official. Like, they're, like, telling this, like, crazy story. It's like, okay, that was basically a commercial. Like, I gained nothing from that. And then it just kills me. Like, it actually just kills me when they fucking cut to the three announcers and they're just like standing. They're like trying to have a serious conversation about like Ford Legion, like winning. And I'm like, what are we? It just like kills me. Like, it just makes me so funny. They like cut to them and they're like Legion, like new team this year, like with John Rubbs, Caleb Surratt, like they're about to win. Like, and they're like trying to conceptualize like them winning the team event. It's like, what are we doing? Like, I can get on the fact like these great players are playing the courses, but like that just makes me laugh. And then just seeing like Kieran Vincent, like
Skullfuck one out of
like
the bunker.
They're just showing Kieran Vincent because of the team competition, and he's just hitting like the worst golf shots like I've ever seen. Like, he bogeyed like 6 straight holes. At one point, like Skulls fuck one, it's the palm trees, like misses it in the water, like by like 30 yards. It's like, it's just hilarious to me.
At least we get that. And those short stories were fine when they weren't recycled and there was no commercials. But now that there's like commercials plus that, it's like, all right, we just choose one. So,
yeah.
All right, you ready to get onto the M's? Talk about this top range.
Yeah, I'm down.
10K plus. Wyndham Clark in his Masters debut is $10,000. Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, and Scottie Scheffler are the rest of the names above 10K. Clearly, there is a large gap between Scottie and the rest of the guys, at least in terms of recent results, strokes gained, all that jazz. But overwhelming thoughts up here. I do think Scottie is the name. I think Scottie is still priced not high enough. Thoughts on that? Thoughts on this range?
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing DFS this week. I think Scott is good at golf. Like, I'm playing him just confirmed. Because I just think it's not that difficult to, like, fit Scotty and Xander together. But, like, you just have to really like a guy in, like, the high sixes or whatever. And for me, there's a few guys that I really do think can make the cut. And then you still get access to kind of a couple mid-range guys. So to me, it doesn't, it's not that hard for me to play Scotty. So like, I'm going to play him, and I don't see a lot more value in like a Scotty Xander start versus like a Xander Wyndham, like high 9K or like mid 9K guy. Like, I'd rather just play Scotty Xander and then like kind of figure it out down below.
Did you see my little nugget about Scotty that I tweeted out like 25 minutes ago?
Yeah, I did. Was that a scheduled tweet?
Scheduled tweet for sure. Yeah. For the first time in Scotty Scheffler's career, he's gained in every single stroke gain category for 3 straight weeks. Never done that before. Obviously a coveted golfer. He's done a lot of great things. That was the first time he's ever done that. So arguably the best form he's ever came into an event, surely the Masters, and he's already won one. He didn't win last year because you can't win back to back. Written in the stars for Scotty to get it done here. So
can I ask you something about Scotty?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you concerned that his putting's gotten worse the past 3 weeks?
Worse than
like worse every than. Single week he's gained less strokes putting. API gained like 3, then he gained like 1.5 of players, and then he like was even last week. Does that give you pause?
Yeah, I mean, when that new switch was gonna be like hot for a week or two, and it's probably gonna little by little come back down to earth, but it's far and above better than what he was doing, which is fine. I don't need it. We don't need Scotty to gain 4 strokes putting to be in contention. I think he's fine. The mallet just balances out those 4-foot putts. He looks a lot more comfortable and confident over them. I think it was a great thing, clearly, and it's showing in the stats. So look, I mean, yeah, it went down a little bit, but he's still gaining strokes to the field, which is a few weeks ago, we would be like, if Scotty just gains a stroke or two, look at him and we see. But let's talk about these live guys, John Rahm and Brooks Koepka, 11-2 and 10-2. John Rahm showed a lot of fight this week at live. He didn't look great out the gates, and then he
Legion won.
Legion won, obviously. So he's got, that's a win for Rahm. Yeah. And Brooks looked like he didn't want to be there, probably didn't want to be there. Thoughts on these two live guys?
Dude, I feel like Brooks's performance is going to impact people playing him. Like, I really do.
I don't think so. I think it'll be really
popular. Like, playing terrible at live, like, not like, you know, like, terrible, like, plus 6, like, finished with, I don't know who, but, like, really played bad, like, did not hit the ball well at all. I'm completely out on Brooks because of last week. I mean, because of this week. And Brooks at live this week, it was a win-win because either you could be like, he's playing well, like I'm going to play him, or you could be like, he doesn't care, he's just focused on the Masters. But he did win a live event the week before a major last year. Like, that has to count for something. And he did play well on live before the PGA.
Something seems up. More, the most concerning thing was we've seen Brooks be a great putter in his entire career and a clutch putter. He changed to a mallet this the week before the Masters. Why? Remember last year at the Masters, we were joking about how good he was at par putts? He made every single par putt.
And out of the PGA, he made them all?
Every single par putt. And he's been with that blade his whole, at least recent career. Now he's back to a mallet. Why? Like, he hasn't been doing it on live until this week. Something must have been not clicking at home. And he's like, I need to make a change now. If you're making that big of a change right now, something does not seem to be right. And I don't see it at all.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's Brooks Koepka in a major. Like, I'm not going to be surprised. I hate doubting him. But I was never going to be on him, so, like, it's kind of just easy for me. But, like, it's – I don't know how you could look at that week and be like, yeah, no, like, I feel great about Brooks 20. Like, I'm sure the guy I played with golf last Sunday who's like, I'm nuking Brooks at the Masters doesn't care. But, like, just odd. It's just odd.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's got a chance to win this event. John Rahm, he
hit – Also –
Yes.
So someone like Steve Rawlings posted it. If you look at how not just the winner does, but like the top 5 the year after the Masters, like they don't really play well. Like it's not just the winner. Like contending deep at Augusta, like doesn't normally lead to, you know, going out and winning last year. Jordan Spieth did it. You know, I think that's a bit different given it was his first major, but normally like it's really hard to follow up a really good performance at Augusta year after year.
That is odd, especially like, I mean, the winner thing is odd to begin with, but that top five thing, I didn't really know.
Yeah, I'll link it to you. I don't need to.
You got my number? Yeah, definitely link that.
I'll link that shit to you.
John Rahm, he continues to hit like 3 to 4 devastating shots on LIV every single week. Like objectively horrific shots that he hasn't really hit in his entire PGA Tour career. And it's costing him like wins, but he backdoored another. I think he finished T4. Legion got the dub for Legion and looked like good when he was playing good. Looked like John Rahm, but I don't know if that was like, truthfully, in every single LIV event, he's hit a few questionable shots. He can't really do that and expect to win another Masters. Obviously, we talked about the back to back. Thoughts on Rahm?
Yeah, just completely out. Like, there's just something playing the Masters after you win it. There's just too many obligations. And to, like, literally change the structure of golf since your last win, like, right. No. He's not too winning. I'm not going to say he can't contend, but, like, I would be more surprised if he finished in the top 10 than, like, outside of it. Like, I don't think Rahm is too relevant this week.
Are you considering Rory in any market?
No. I mean, for me, with Rory, like, I would love to see him win the Masters. Like, that would give me enjoyment. Like, I really would. I'm pretty, I guess, happy with his performance at the Valero. I mean, at the end of the day, like, you're Rory McIlroy, you're playing the Valero Texas Open, like, you should finish in the top five. Like, yeah. I do think that, like, that was not a great performance. Like, I just think it was, like, what he should have done. The mental side of it is just, you know, I'm not sure, but I'm fully in on Rory mixing at the Masters this year. And, like, I think it would be really great for golf if he was in contention, because, like, when he finished runner-up to Scotty, he was not relevant in the golf tournament. Exactly. Like, it would be really good if Rory was like top five after any of the fucking first three rounds. But I don't know.
Yeah, I really liked like his press conferences at Valero, because they were like solely focused around Augusta, and he just talked about his game plan and sticking to his game plan. And I mean, call me a sucker. I bet Rory at Augusta. I just can't get over how good of a course fit it should be for Rory McIlroy. Like, at the end of the day, it's a high draw, great long iron player. Been there a ton of times, a bomber. Like, that's what you kind of want at, that's what you want at Augusta. So he's in good form. I think I'm gonna do it. I don't even know what his odds are right now. Like 11.
He's 10? 13 on BGO.
Okay, so
you could bet some other guys with that.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I'm just like, do I do this again? Because like, I've been down the road before. He's such a mental midget. But like, he said he's skipping the par three contest, and I love. Honestly, this might sound like a bad take or a dumb take, but in his full swing episode, I just loved how aggravated he got after the PGA, and he was like, threw his shit at the ground. He was like, I'm going to get one of these soon. Like, I feel like he wants it. Like, he cares so much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm of the camp, like, he can win the US Open. Like, I think Masters is too much.
Okay, I don't hate that take. Wyndham thoughts, first time 10K?
Dude. It's a great course for Wyndham. Great. Like, such a good course for Wyndham. I like Wyndham. I'm probably not going to bet him. I would bet him if I don't bet Scotty. Like, I'm playing Wyndham. Like, I don't care. Like, I like Wyndham. It's a good course fit. Do not care about the debutant. He's a fucking US Open champion. This on paper is a perfect course for him. Absolutely perfect. He's a big dick player. Love Wyndham Clark this week. We'll be playing Wyndham Clark this week.
Okay, I like your take. Before we
do, you think 28's like bettable?
No, like that's like, I mean, I would say this. I would have said the same thing about Akshay this week. That's like a peak. We've been getting Wyndham 60s all year, and then we got him at 14 at Houston, and he obviously didn't play well. I don't know if you can bet a 28-1 Wyndham Clark, which is higher than
like he's next
been
year. I'm down.
Entire year, yeah.
Like next year, I'm
that's
down.
Crazy in his first time at the Masters, 28. I didn't even know that was odd. That's crazy.
Yeah, that it's not a great number, but like, I think it's a perfect course for him.
No, I agree. I agree with you there. All right, 9K range. But before we get into that, we are giving away a TaylorMade Spider. Enter at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. And if you are in the San Diego area, Sean and Ryan from SGPN are going to do a special Circus Sports watch party Tuesday afternoon, 4 p.m., drinks, cocktails, say what's up, San Diego guys. Okay, Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform available in 40 states. You could bet against your friends. It's a shortens the vig, sports, politics, pop culture, other events, whatever you guys want to bet on. Brian and I usually play odds on the states that the electoral college. It's pretty cool, that cool thing that we have. Create your own bets. Cut handles the payment, so you don't got to chase your friends down for money. Cut.com, that's K-U-T-T. Use code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And finally, Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. And it's the fastest growing fantasy app. I see Underdog Fantasy on a new label every single week. So pick 'em game, higher or lower on a player's stats. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build an entry. You can also play rivals, which pits 2 players against each other. For example, which player will make more birdies, which player will have more yards. I give out 1 or 2 Underdog slips a week. So follow me on Twitter. Promo code GOLF SGPN, $100 deposit match. Must be 18 plus in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpbagambling.org.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay. 9K range. Some interesting names in this range. Xander Schauffele, 9,900, down to Decky at 9K. Brian, do you have the DraftKings up right now? Do you see this range?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so this upper 9K range. A lot is to be said about Joaquin Neiman. Xander Schauffele is obviously in great form, plays perfect golf. Between these two, is there an answer? I think there's an obvious one.
I mean, like, Neiman, like, his result here, his good result here is like T16, like T19.
Last year, yeah.
Like, no, I'm like, I like when I think about him this week, I think that's where he finishes. When I think about Xander this week, I think he finishes like T5 to T8. Neiman is a terrible play. Like, he'll be under owned because he's completely overpriced.
No, I don't think he will. Neiman, I think he'll be. I think he'll be owned. And I think
he's a terrible price. He's very, he's the most overpriced golfer on the slate.
And I think all of the live guys in general will be, whatever their ownership is, amplify it, because the community, everyone on the earth is their only chance to play live golfers. They're going to play them. They're going to play them. I promise you. That's why I'm going to be so strict in DFS with just playing PGA Tour guys. Cause in that off chance where, I'm not saying a live guy can't win. I'm not saying a live guy can't mix. If a live guy does not finish top 5, that would not be that crazy. That would not be that crazy at all. No one would be like, what the hell? It could happen, and you'd be getting so different if you don't play any live guys. So that's just my quick rant.
I personally think Neiman will be loved.
Okay, well, we will see. But Xander is just like straight up minus 145 matchup. I'm betting Xander in that.
Yeah, I don't know if there are. I doubt there's odds on that.
Right, that was just me.
But I think Xander's probably the most underpriced golfer on the slate.
Like, why is he less than Wyndham?
Xander's price is terrible at 9,900. Like, that is just a terrible price by DraftKings. He's so underpriced. Like, I think there's a chance he could be the highest owned golfer.
Yeah, yeah, and I.
Like Scotty will probably be the highest owned, but like I think Xander, like not even a question in my mind, will be second highest owned, if not the highest owned golfer this week.
What do you think Xander needs to do to get over the hump? Because it's perfect golf, perfect course, great course history, great results. Yeah.
Dude, what I will say is that I feel like everyone feels like they're being contrarian and like everyone's going to bet Xander 20. Like I can already see it. Like everyone's like, oh, like everyone thinks Xander sucks. He can't win. Like no one's going to bet him. Like I feel like so many people are already like, no, like I'm betting Xander 21 to win the Masters. To me,
I agree with that.
Like he's not a loser. Like as it pains me to say, like he's won PGA Tour events. Like he has 6 or 7 PGA Tour wins. Like that's not nothing. You know, at the Players, he had 2 bad holes. He missed a 6-footer. Like, he didn't play that bad. You know, it feels like too much to have the season that he's had and then go to win the Masters. I don't hate it. If I'm not betting Scotty, you know, almost certainly betting Xander. But, yeah, I mean, I'm playing him. Like, I think he'll be in the top 10. Like, I think he'll be there. I don't know. It seems like it would be a lot in his second start post Players to win the Masters.
All right, Victor Hovland or Patrick Cantlay, who finishes higher? And between the two, who does it hurt more not playing for since the Players?
I feel like I'd rather play Cantlay. To me, he's just had a way better season. Like, he hasn't been bad. Like, I know he really popped at the Genesis, but I don't know. I feel like his play is being a little bit overrated right now with how, like, bad he is. And Hovland's done absolutely nothing to show me anything. Pat can't putt here.
Pat can't putt here. That is definitely noted. But he's back to putting good. And he's back to hitting his irons really bad, which is a weird... Last year was a true anomaly in Patrick Cantlay's stats. If you look at his career hierarchy, it's been a great driver, hit or miss iron player, great putter. Last year, he was elite off the tee, elite on approach, and a shit putter. So now he's back to his normal self, which is what he's gotten all of his wins at. I think that just helps his year, at least, because he's, I guess, feeling more comfortable playing his kind of game. He can spike with his irons when he spikes. I mean, 9,400, very under. He's in a weird range in this like middle 9K range. I think people are gonna go up to that Xander, Waco. People are gonna see Wolzal, Torres, Ludvig might want to go down there. Weird range. So I think Cantlay could be very sneaky and a good pick in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't hate Cantlay at all. I honestly might play him a little bit if he's low owned.
Jordan Spieth, does he have a chance this week?
No. I don't think he can win another major. Like, obviously he can contend here, but like last year was like literally never in the mix for 1 second and like shot really well on Sunday when it didn't matter. Like, he's live to do that. What I like, cause my tweet went so viral. Like, what did you think about him like hitting it into that?
Yeah. I think your tweet went viral because you like called him a scumbag, but I don't think he's a scumbag. He's just playing. He's a smart golfer and he knows the rules. That's simple. That's all I would say.
But like people trying to say like that happens every week is like crazy.
That was stuff like that happens, but that was way overboard. Like guys will play to spots that I mean,
yeah, like also, you might like miss your iron like into this grandstands, but like no one just like launches a sand.
Yeah,
like it's just
but crazy. No one's in that spot
he's
ever.
He's done that before, like at Bay Hill on 18. Like he's taken a fucking ridiculous drop. Like he's like uses the rules to advantage, but like it's just not like I understand it's the tour's fault, but it's just like not in the spirit of the game. Like it's just not like
it's not.
It's just really not. Like I was obviously like being dramatic, but like I'm just out on Jordan. And like he's just too loose. Like, you know, he's not gonna win another major.
I don't mind him being loose around here, but I'm happy with how he hit his irons in Houston. He sounded confident. He's always live around Augusta, no matter the form. And I don't know, but the number is just so comical on Jordan at Augusta just because of his results here. And I know course history matters here. All right, Will Zalatoris, Ludvig Åberg, 92, 91. Any of these guys you want to bet? Any of these guys you want to play? Ludvig's first time around here. Let's talk these two.
Yeah, I mean, I always love Willie Z here. You invented him here. Definitely good Vic lap for you. Def should tweet it out this week. I'm completely out on Ludvig this week at the Masters. Like, no. You play no. Lud on short courses. No, I'm out on Lud this week. Like, I think he does not play well. Zal, you know, he's probably the person I'm most interested in to see how they play. You could make a case that you play Zal spots, and this is Zal spot, and you play Zal in majors, and he's coming in a little bit under the radar.
Good. I love that, his recent results. Love it.
Like, but to me, I know you don't have to be a great putter. The putter is bad. And I know he putts well here, but he's going to have a lot of four footers.
I'm going to disagree with the putter's bad. He had the worst putting performance of his career at Houston. But this season, his putter's been really good.
He still feels very shaky over four footers.
Okay. I don't hate that take. Ludvig.
I like Zal, though.
I definitely like Zal. I'm interested in actually betting him this week at can we get a 30?
What?
Can we get a 30 on him?
Yeah, he's I have it up. He is 35 on DraftKings.
I feel like people were running to get a 35 after he was in the mix at like Bay Hill.
Yeah, I think 35 is the right number.
I agree. Hideki we talked about Hideki in some immaculate form, just hitting the piss out of the ball, Masters champ, and he has not finished outside of the top 16 in his last four trips here. 9K feels like a good price. Feels like he's going
to be him and Xander the most underpriced golfers. I mean, he's what, 22 to 1 in the outright market,
and he's 9K on DraftKings.
And he's 9K. So I think him, Scotty, and Xander will be three highs though. Like, Hideki just feels like a free square to me. Like, he's not going to win. Decky's not winning. Like, he's just not winning the Masters. He's a one-time major guy. Like, it all makes sense. But no, I'm out on Decky. And especially if he's going to be like high zone, absolutely not. No chance.
8K range. Let's talk about the live guys first. 89 and 88, Cam Smith and DJ. Bryson, 82. Rank those three in finishing position.
Dude, I'll go Bryson, Cam Smith, DJ.
I'll flip Cam and DJ, but I agree with that.
Like, to me, I don't know what to make of Cam Smith, dude. Like, I really don't. And I cashed out at 28. Like, I just don't know what to make of it. And that's why Liv sucks. It's just like, no one knows what these guys are doing.
Yeah, Cam Smith, we know he's loose with the driver, but that's fine here. But he hasn't been good anywhere else. He hasn't been like in the mix at live events. He does not look like his.
Yeah, I mean, he was in the playoff at whatever, Live Bangkok.
Oh yeah, that okay. He was in the playoff at Live Bangkok. That was a backdoor. That was like Brian Harman at Bay Hill in the Players. He's played one good round this on Live. Truthfully, one. That was it. So, and he just withdrew. I'm out on Cam Smith 100%.
Okay.
DJ.
He sucked this week.
No real feelings on DJ. Not going to play him.
I would like to play DJ. Like, I think he's a good like one and done pick, but it's just like, do you base it off Live Miami? Or do you say, fuck it.
Brooks is cut from the same cloth as, I mean, DJ is cut from the same cloth as Brooks. Like, he cares about this shit. He wants to win a green jacket again. And can he? I don't think so right now. I really don't. But I like him more than Cam Smith, but I like Bryson DeChambeau even more, truthfully.
We're in on Bryson. I'm not
playing Bryson at all, but I'm just not playing Liv guys, but I will go on the record. I think Bryson retires with the green jacket. Okay. I think
love it.
I've been saying that for like the last two, 3 years. I know his course history is absolutely horrible.
First round lead here in 2019.
Dick Lott.
Like,
let's go.
He's played well here for one round. So
yeah, round.
It's in him.
I mean, the course fit makes too much sense for him to play this bad. So I love Bryson. PGA Tour guys in the 8K range. Tony 8'6", Cam Young 8'5". I know you love him. Colin 8'4", should be 5K. Max Homa 8'3". Sam Burns 8'1". Shane Lowry 8K. I think he's underpriced as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's just we don't even have to talk about Colin. Broken golfer. No, sucks. Nothing. Sucks. Okay. Let's do Cam Young and Tony Finau. Just lead the way on Cam Young.
Yeah, I think they'll both be very popular. Like, I'm not saying...
You think Cam will be popular?
Yes. I think the Cam stuff is building. Like, people like Cam
Young. Okay.
To me, Cam Young, it's just like, yeah, I'm going to bet him first round leader. Might play him in some DraftKings. He'll probably be high owned. Like, that's it for me. Like, I'm not going out on a limb and saying this is Cam Young's week. Like, he's going to contend. I don't necessarily think that. I just think he's going to get out to a hot start. And I really like Cam Young, first round leader this week. I think he can mix. Like, I think he can be in it, but I'm not like, yo, Cam Young is going to contend this week and like show up. Like, I'm not saying that. I just think he has the potential to spike really hard in the first round or in one round. So I like him. Tone. Now I'm out on Tone. I think I'm fading Tone.
Yeah, he'll garner some ownership too because he's played well here. And yeah. He's just a name that people love.
I mean, he hasn't like recently. He's been dick in majors recently.
True.
So that's kind of where for me, it's just like, yeah, like Tony Finau has been like this elite golfer that's like won events on the PGA Tour for the past two, three years, but he has not really done it once in a major. And I don't necessarily think that's going to flip this week. Also, Tony Finau, most tipped golfer last year at the Masters.
That's actually hilarious. What are Cam Young's odds, by the way?
He's like 55, 60.
That's a bad number. That's a bad number.
Like, it's too high?
Yeah, he should be like, I think he should be higher, like 70. But
how can you say that?
Because it's fucking Cam Young. But like, I want to bet it. Literally, how funny would it be?
Play.
Okay, how funny would it be if Cam Young like broke through here? Literally in the best ball striking form of his career, finished T7 putting, last year.
And he's putting.
And he's putting. And the course fit makes so much fucking sense. Like, what's stopping him?
Wait, I want to see how he putted himself here last year. I got it up. You could keep.
I just love the course fit for Cam Young. And I can, not that I could see him winning, but I just think it would be hilarious.
Dude, he putted great here last year.
Dude, I
gained like over 4 strokes putting here last year.
And like, he's a major guy. Like, I'm down.
Fuck!
I'm down. Like, first round leader, I endorse it. Like, outright, I endorse
it. Dude, bet first round leader with me.
I'm a first round leader guy now, dude.
Okay, so will you shake my hand and say you'll back Cam Young first round leader?
No, because on I promise what I shake my hands on the Golf Gambling Podcast. Yeah. So I am not saying that yet, but I'm probably
going to. So why won't you bet Cam Young first round?
Because I might bet him outright. I can't do both. Dude, let me just have my formulas. It's good. Okay, Sam Burns, T58.
Nah, I'm out.
Yeah. Shane Lowry, Ken Mix.
Why is he? It makes no sense.
That Shane Lowry is this low?
Great.
I know, he has.
Like, he's been really good and he fucks here.
I know. So far, the three most prices are Xander,
dude, look at his
Decky,
play.
Xander, Decky, and Lowry are the three most prices so far.
Yeah, like Lowry, fourth at Honda, 6.3 on approach, third at API, 4.2 on approach, 19th at the Players, 5.7 on approach.
Yeah. He's in great form and he loves the big moment.
And he's good here.
Generational loser, though, but he doesn't need to win at 8K.
First round leader.
I'm down. I mean,
because you're not going to bet him outright.
No, no chance. I love that.
Dude, and I really like Lowry first round leader.
DFS pool, bro. I'm down. Yeah, I'm down. Okay.
He's going to be popular.
We have to talk about Matt Fitz, backdoor T10.
That was gross.
What?
I like looked at him. He's like T12. I'm like, what? I thought he missed the cut. I literally thought he missed the cut.
Yeah, backdoor T10. I didn't look at his
worst top 10 of all time.
Do you have his stats? Or no.
No,
I didn't see his Valero stats, but he hit the piss out of the ball at the players, and that's what made me bet him at the Valero. He finished T10, so he could have worked out in some DraftKings lineups. Brian Harman, I think, has no chance. Brian Harman at $7,800. He has played six good rounds of golf in 2024. Six. Two at the API and four at the players. Six good rounds, and he is just giga chalk for some reason. Jason Day is back to playing really fucking bad golf. He's hitting the ball horrendous. Chalk Sahith. Let's talk about Chalk Sahith. He's still hitting the ball well. Finished T9 here in his debut. Makes sense.
Very underpriced.
Very underpriced.
Probably like, okay. I would say, let's see if you could fit it. I don't think you can. But, dude, yeah, no, that's you know, maybe not Scheffler Xander, but like a Scheffler.
The misprices you're saying?
Like a Scheffler. Yeah. Like a Scheffler, Decky, Thieves, Lowry is not bad.
What does that leave you?
66.
Okay, there's a lock at 69 that we'll get to.
Like that, and even like maybe you don't have to play like Lowry, but like Scheffler, Decky, Thieves leaves you with 7K, which is the same as like playing. Yeah.
76 through 75. Well, okay. Tyrrell Hatton, Corey Connors, Tommy Fleetwood, Sung Jae Im.
Fleetwood finding some form.
Fleetwood finding some form out of nowhere. And he helped me cash in DFS this week. He made no sense this week, honestly. He was in horrendous form and he came through. Corey Connors. Remember when Corey Connors was a lock to finish T8 here last year after he won the Valero and missed the cut? I think he can do that this year because he's still hitting the ball really fucking good, even though he didn't play great at the Valero.
Yeah, Adam bet him this week.
Tyrrell Hatton, dude, he has zero guts. He has zero guts. He got to the lead so many times today, like three times at LIV, and fucked up immediately every single time. You see him hitting the water on number 10?
Yeah, vaguely.
Horrendous drive, no guts. $7,600 is a good price. Good price. Sung Jae Im, I think, is a great DFS play every single time. I love him, even because he's going to be 0% owned. And he's in bad form, but he can pop at any time. I love Sungjae. Okay, let's get to this 74 before we get into the 6K range. P. Reed?
Every single lineup.
He's playing good golf, and he fucks at Augusta. Tom Kim, made a cut or no?
He missed a cut at Valero, right?
Yeah, Tom Kim shot like 85 over par this week, and cost.
I mean, he fucked here last year.
He did fuck here last year. I don't know what's going on with him. He withdrew from the players. He didn't make a start at the Valspar, and he looked like shit this week.
Yeah, I'm out. I think Reed will be very popular.
Minwoo missed cut last year, but played really well the year before.
Last year, I'm pretty sure he was like 200 through two and like chipping for eagle on three.
So first round leader.
So like he was right in it. Really? No, I remember he was chipping for eagle and made bogey on three. Like vividly remember that.
Dick could not be hitting the ball worse, but he showed good signs with his irons this week. He has not gained strokes.
What are you talking about?
He gained strokes on approach this week.
He missed a cut.
I know, but he hit his irons well.
No.
What I'm saying with Dick is he's not gained strokes off the tee in forever, but it's been a consistent right miss. The right miss is not going to kill you at Augusta. And he showed some of his irons.
Play Recchi at $6,300.
73.
I mean, Russ at 72
is going to be 85% owned. I didn't even realize he was down there.
Yeah, like this is kind of like a leverage lineup. Scheffler, Decky, Thieves, Henley. Reed, 66, leaves you with Ekrad.
Russ at 72 is the worst price, honestly. He's just played so good last week and finally hit his irons good, and he finished 4th and 30th the last 2 years. That is a blatant
mistake. Yeah, it kind of is tough to play with Scheffler, to get like a lot of mid-range. Yeah. Going Scheffler, Decky, and like not really playing anyone else that high, and like kind of have to play someone in the sixes. like low sixes. Like that's something to think about it, in my opinion.
I like this 7-1 range. Now, the two guys I like are Siwoo and Yeggs.
Yeah.
Yeggs, great course fit. He's a fucking bomber and a great long iron player. But sure. I don't know if I love the around the green aspect and chipping and putting like the first time here. Siwoo could not be hitting the ball better right now. Siwoo is playing.
Did he so play Valero? Fucking good. No, he didn't.
No, he played Houston and finished like top 20, but striped it again. He's got great results around Augusta.
That's Andy's first round leader pick.
Siwoo, I'm with you, Andy. I love that. I fucking love that. Okay, Phil Mickelson, 7K, horrendous price. Horrendous price.
Every single lineup.
No. Anyone else in this lower
7K? Why is Phil Mickelson price the same as Harris English, Pavon? Davis.
I don't like Pavon, dude. I wonder if he'll garner any ownership, but real quick on Pavon, he won once at Farmers and like mixed on the West Coast and then stopped playing golf. Like he acted like he was a top three player in the world. He just stopped fucking playing. And then I was doing like GQ shoots for the European tour. He took so much random time off after he fucked good on the
He played West Coast. What are you talking about? He played dude, Honda.
He took so
API?
Much time off.
No, he played Honda.
Took too much time off.
Remember when he was winning the FedEx Cup?
Yeah, and then he stopped playing.
Yeah.
All right, 6K range. Someone I love, I might bet him outright. Cam Davis. $6,900. I'm not even kidding.
What the fuck are you talking? Did he play this week?
No, he did not play this week.
What are you talking about?
Dude, Cam Davis. Listen, I
gained in all major categories at Houston, 18th at API.
Dude, Cam Davis has all the talent in the world to be a top five player. And there's going to be a time where he just catches.
Lost 17 strokes to the field at the Players.
This is a golf course that Cam Davis can play well on. Bomb it off the tee. Don't worry about where it goes. Lean into that elite iron play. And the putter is a question mark, but this is a golf course that he's played once, finished T46. Not a great finish, but. Like everyone, I am just so high on Cam Davis's ceiling. I really think he
every single right? lineup
200-1. What are his numbers? Is that right?
Cam Davis is 350-1.
Bet way better bet than Poston. Way better bet than Poston.
Wow. If Poston didn't just have a kid, I would argue with you more. But
where is Poston? Like
he had a fucking kid and he hadn't.
Oh, played. He's not playing.
He hasn't played.
Oh, he's 68. He's 68. I was looking at him in the
press. Oh, yeah. I all honesty, though, like I'm playing Posty.
All right. Yeah. I don't really want to go too deep into the 6K range because I'm going to do a show on it later in the week. But anyone you like here, Nikolai, I like $6,700.
How is he in the field?
World ranking, maybe.
I genuinely like Taylor Moore and Ekroat and Sepp.
I like Sepp. I don't really love the first two guys. I like Sepp. Wait. I mean, Denny's 62 and he said that he feels like he can win.
Wait, this is not a joke. And I'm like, I'm not joking. I'm being Denny's dead serious in what I'm about to say.
Stu Hagestad 60.
Wait, 1 second. Zach Johnson, 6,100. He can make the cut.
Dude, Denny's a way better. Denny's at 62 is a way better.
Wait, cut. That's crazy.
Denny at 62 is a horrendous price.
Yeah, like, that no, is
like,
crazy.
We joked about Denny, but I didn't know who he was 6'2".
Dude, that's insane. Has he
said he's played it? No, but he said he's played Augusta five times in the last like 2 months, and he says he likes it.
I mean, is it a good course for him?
No.
There was also reason in the world to be on Denny this week.
Yeah.
Like lost on approach four straight. Like,
yeah.
Not. Oh, I had a good.
Kurt, 6,400. Great play.
Every lineup.
Great play.
Bomber. Okay. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate. What did he do last year?
He missed the cut, I believe. Okay. Or he did not everyone do anything good. That. But that was after. Yeah. That was right after the fucking. Yeah, he missed the cut. That was right after he got his first win. This is a much one. If you could win at Bay Hill, you could play well at Masters.
Yeah, you could play well at the Masters.
Anyone else you want to touch on before we get out of here?
No. I mean, can we talk some like outright card construction?
Yeah, dude.
What are you thinking like right now?
If I don't go Rory, it could be like Xander, Cam Young, Spieth. Could be.
You thinking about betting Spieth?
It's Sunday, but yes, I am.
Why?
Xander, if I don't bet Rory, Xander,
you
Cam
just
Young,
said Spieth's a terrible price.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said Spieth 20-1 to win the Masters is a ridiculous
price. Oh, no, it is a bad price. It is a bad price.
You just said that.
It's a bad price, but it's a bad price. I like him. I don't know.
Fit with Rory?
I mean, if Rory 13, then I can get Xander or Zal, or I mean, Cam Davis is on the card. There's a chance the card is also like, I'm really thinking if Scotty gets to 6-5,
why Scotty, 6-5?
Like, or six, what is he, 4-5
he's
right
sixth now? On BGO.
Scotty,
I think I'm gonna bet it.
You better, you're saying this on live television,
dude. Like, who am I gonna bet? Like,
you have futures. Like, you can't bet Scotty. You have futures.
No, I don't. I cashed out Cam. Like, whatever. Maybe, possibly. I bet. Maybe I have $50 on Ricky 66. Like, fucking sue me. I don't care. No, like, I really have nothing. Like, I really have nothing.
No, but I'm saying this is also off topic. No, not on topic. Your friends are asking you, like, non-golf guys. Masters, who am I betting? You just tell them Scotty, right? Like, just bet Scotty.
I mean, like, it really is crazy the price that BGO has. Like, I literally can't even think about it at 4.5 to 1, but like 6 to 1.
Well, I saw it too. I was like,
I wouldn't, but like, I would literally just bet him and Posty. Like, might just rip, like, just for the lot. Like, I would rather have the card just be Scotty 6. But like, I
don't know if I could do it. Like, I just feel like, because I'm so high on like Rory getting through, Xander getting through.
They're not gonna. They're losers.
Let
me pull it up though. Let me pull it up.
The calculator.
I'm just curious for your sake. 13-20 is 7.4.
So and then Cam Davis 350 lock. That's hard.
With Scotty, it's just like great Masters players win the Masters multiple times. And it happens a lot where it's
yes.
You win, you defend, and then you win. Like,
no, I disagree.
Scotty,
I agree.
Like, I'm not, you know, going to make some whole case about Scotty. Like, it's pretty
obvious. Scotty.
But, like, to me, it's just like, yo, like, this guy's going to win multiple majors.
Right.
Like, he's probably going to win a few great jackets.
No, I fucking agree, man. And the thing is, this season, I was like, Scotty, it's not a hot take. I was like, Scotty's definitely winning a major this year. We're getting a price that we could do it.
I might just say, fuck it. Like, I might just, like, bet it
we,
now.
Yeah, we got,
like,
now? No, don't you sleep on it at least.
He's not going to be tonight. 6.
You never know. BGO
like,
can throw
a
boost out.
If I don't bet him, like, I'm just going to bet a bunch of losers that, like, aren't going to win. And, like, I hate to say this because it pisses me off when people say it, but, like, I also do know that if I bet him, he's probably not going to win because he just always fucks me. So, like, there is that, but it's just, like, what am I going to bet, like, Xander 20, who's highest on Bet Rivers, like, Xander, like, Wyndham. Like
Wyndham has a no chance.
Like Bryson. Like, am I really gonna do that? Like, I don't know.
It's crazy that everyone sucks. They really do.
Someone just first notification, Pavana 270-1 green check.
Yeah. We got time to decide about that. But
do you support me doing it?
I do. That's a sharp move. That is a sharp move. Yeah, and you never do that hot. Like,
never do. And if I do it, like, someone 20s that I'm going to bet are going to win.
Because, like that's what you did when you didn't bet Victor at...
Yeah, like, Memorial? I bet Cantlay at Memorial, like, which is a terrible bet. And then, like, the first guy I would have bet if not was... So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a tough. You got to think about it. Like, what would you be more mad? And just you got time, sleep on it. But I think you talk yourself through some things, and you sound like you might lean that Scotty route.
Yeah, like, dude.
I talked myself into it at the players too. Like, I was like, do I really want to just bet, like, throw this much money on Scotty? Great golf course. I endorse it.
I just worry about the putting.
Yeah, I do too.
Look, I just worry that, like, missing that 5-footer. Other than that, he kind of, like, didn't really have any really bad misses at Houston.
No, it was just that
right?
One. But no, Sunday he didn't, like, make anything, but they weren't bad misses.
Yeah, like, he missed a few, like, 12-footers. Like, fucking Dietrich did. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, if Dietrich does it, it's fine. Yeah, but I agree. We got time to.
I might really do decide. It. I think I'm going to do it.
Do it now, then. Just fucking do it now.
6-1?
To win how much?
I bet 500 to win $3,000. That's it.
That's what I did at the players.
Like,
I mean, at the API.
And it would have been more. I think that's like the most I could bet on it. Like, I do kind of feel like weird that like he's like 4-1 everywhere else, but you could sign up for BGO.
Yeah. I think you should sleep on it though. One night. Wait till your pod at least. You can't go in. Yeah.
Like, I feel more confident about my FRL card. Like, I'm hitting a fucking first round.
No, actually, okay. Do that. And then Scotty,
No bullshit. There's no bullshit. I would bet Scotty, and then I would bet a bunch of fucking dual forecasts. Because then rooting for other people. And, like, their odds probably are shit. But, like, I could still get kind of exposure to other
people. Dude, that's a great fucking strategy. With the first round leaders, bet your outright card different from your first round leader card. So bet Scotty outright, and then bet those losers. One of those is going to be first round leaders. The Xander, the Zals. One of those is going to be a first round leader. I think it's a great strategy. Go with that.
Yeah,
that gives you paths to
Wyndham's success. Wyndham's boosted. On 365.
That gives you multiple avenues to succeed, because obviously any one of those could be the first round leader. Scotty shoots 67 in round one. He's T9, and then he wins the golf tournament.
I think I'm just going to do it, man.
Do that. I'd do that. Do that.
What about Scotty 20-1 to win 3+ majors? You like that value?
This year?
Yeah.
That's a horrendous odds.
Maybe the worst thing I've ever seen. What about Ludd 150?
To win 3?
Yeah.
What? That's absurd.
Those are the odds. Hovland 66.
To win, that's just some of the worst.
Worst odds I've ever seen.
All right. Anything else you want to touch on? Or are you good?
No, I think Eckrod every single lineup.
Eckrod every single lineup. I disavow that, but you've heard it here first. So, Brian, thank you for joining me. Short notice. Big week ahead of us. Yeah, let's fucking rock. So, I'll talk to you guys in the week. Got a ton of content coming. Find me at Brian Kirshner _. Peace out.